CBR.
I'd like to welcome everybody CBR. To CBR.
It's CBR.
That's Championship Battle CBR. Rap for those who don't know.
CBR.
Shout out to PL12 CBR. For the track.
It's CBR.
It's Real Talk Radio Championship Battle Rap.
CBR the show. Interviews is the format.
Live battles on deck.
You gotta earn your respect.
So you strive for the best.
Your skills get put to the test.
We got top notch talent. Chopping it up with us.
Get your tracks played live on the air for air listeners.
Don't nobody give you live exclusives like CBR.
This show is too remarkable. Hip hop is where it starts.
Trying to raise the bar. We on the mission like Tom Cruise. MC's fighting for the title. And plus he got Mark News.
Get the latest trending topic in the world of hip hop. This is real CBR. Other clones, y'all need to stop.
Now introducing the undisputed hip-hop battle rap talk radio champions of the world, CBR!
What's poppin'? What's going on, CBR? This your boy Mark 2, back in the building for the Mark News of the Week. Today we're gonna flip it up a little something-something, you know what I mean? So what we're going to do, we're going to talk about the SM5, you know what I'm saying? Summer Madness 5 card that's about to go down soon. We're going to talk about that. But first and foremost, my interesting news that I really have to talk about is Norbs. That was punched in the face not too long ago by a battle rapper by the name of D Gunner. You know, when I tuned into that, it really interests me to the point, like, what was this all about? You know, it's like certain situations happen in battle rap, you know, as far as an altercation, you know what I mean? And it's like for Norbs to get punched in the face, you know, it's like it's not a situation of I'm surprised anything like that. I mean, he has his opinions and things like that, but sometimes he could be rude, and I'm going to be honest. Sometimes a motherfucker could be an asshole sometimes. You know, I didn't peep a lot of his interviews. Some of them, they cool, you know. And sometimes he just go to the deep end. And to see the situation go down, I mean, personally, it didn't look like he had anybody in his corner except for that one dude. It looked like he was a Burger King security guard. This motherfucker look crazy, y'all. He didn't even look like he wanted to help him out enough, and he trying to defuse the situation. When a dude popped his ass, it's like, you supposed to defend him. He ain't even try to defend himself. I guess he felt like he was going to get jumped or whatever, but I mean, it's like, when shit's caught on camera, you exposed to whatever, you know, people perceive you as they see it, you know what I'm saying? So nobody really knows what you were really going to do. But it just looked like he was pleading, trying to cop a plea or some shit, and dude wasn't trying to hit. You know what I mean? Tay, did you see that?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, I saw it, man. It was crazy, you know, because I know how Norbs can be, you know. You know, I was on this show before, and I talked about it a number of times. Because I was on this, when he was on Battle Rap Arena, I was on there, and he, you know, tried to talk about my B-more accent. He was trying to clown me.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't really find it funny, you know what I mean? Like, I'm laughing now, but at the time, I'm like, damn, that's messed up, you know, for no reason. I was showing this show love. So, yeah, he can be slick at the mouth, you know. Now, I actually seen the battle that the dude D Gunner was in, and he kind of he choked and he gave up.
Okay.
And Norb spoke on it, and D Gunner just he didn't really. I think it was another battle that he supposed to have done good on, and that battle had already happened. But you know, URL released the one with him choking. But I think the one that he did good on happened first. And so
right.
He got ahead of dispute because he was like, well, why y'all ain't if I had the audio right now, if I had to download it, I would play it. But he's like, why y'all ain't dropped the battle where I did good? He's like, Norb said, because if I dropped the battle where you did good and the turnaround dropped the battle where you choked and gave up, it's going to be a bad look. I'd rather you have a good look, like almost like it's like you bouncing back, even though the battle that you choked on was second. If you dropped the other battle that you did good on second, it'll look better, almost like you redeemed yourself, because not everybody even knows that battle was second. Not everybody knows that the battle that you did bad on was second. And he was just like,
right.
By that battle dropping, it wasn't a good look. And then you even had, who was that? I think Calico was telling the dude, telling D Gunner, like, come on, like, you got, like, come on, don't give up, like, come on, like, you know, he was saying something about, you know, I don't know at what point that battle was recorded. He was saying something about funeral. I don't know if he was talking about when he battled Lux and they had the whole casket thing and all that, and he had to deal with that or whatever. But
mm-hmm.
Calico was saying, like, hey, man, like, you know, don't go out like that, basically. Like, come on, yo. Like get your bars out. We want to hear it. Like, come on. They was trying to motivate him to do it, and he, like gave up. And, you know, the dude he kind of felt like it wasn't a good look for him. And he felt as though that he wanted the other battle with him doing good to drop, you know. And that's my understanding of it. I mean, based on a conversation that they had, was that 15 Minutes of Fame that they was talking on? It was something. It was over the phone. But Norbs was like on camera. You could see Norbs talking, but the dude, D Gunner, was on the phone.
Okay.
But at the end of the conversation, it didn't sound like it was nothing crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Norbs, you know, he was a little sick of the mouth, but it wasn't like F you or nothing. But I think something else might have happened through social media, something that I didn't know about, and maybe it was based on that.
That's what it
because
looked like to me.
I remember hearing saying something about nigga told me to suck his dick or something. Now, don't quote me on it, but I remember hearing something about it, I believe. And if that's the case, then that means that I didn't see the latest of what happened between them before he caught Norb slipping. Now the footage, you know, Norb is kind of in a corner. You can't really tell how many people are, you know, because the camera is only on Norb. You can't tell how many people are around. And it was a
right. That was
a
Burger King security guard looking at
him. Might have felt like
nigga.
If he swung back, you know, because that's a compromising situation to be in. Like, well, damn if you do, damn if you don't. So you want the camera in your face. And a dude is checking you, kind of like how a game did 40 Glock. But you don't know how many
right.
dudes are there. If it's like a lot of goons with them, it's like if you try to fight them, you might end up getting, you know, A-Town stomped or something. You know, one of them dudes might have flashed the heat or anything. And, like, you got to take all that into consideration. Now, with interviews with Norbs talking about it and a bunch of interviews out, it's a bunch of stuff. It's one with OD, owner of A-Hat. That's the homie. You know, he came through. He was on the show. It's an interview with him talking about. I didn't get to see none of that, so I don't even know the latest. But all I know is based on what I've seen and the interview with D Gunner talking about it after the fact that it happened. It's crazy. I don't think that Norbs necessarily deserved to, like, get attacked. Because the dude, Gunner even said when Norm seen him, he tried to say what's up to him, like, what's up? And he was like, I ain't shaking your hand. Like, he was, like, looking at him like, get out of here or something. Like, yo, I should, you know what I mean? Something like, you know, just, like, aggressive. Like, his whole approach was like, all right, when I see you. And so Norm seeing him, when they finally, Norm's be, like, hosting events and stuff for other leagues and stuff. I guess he'd be, like, guest hosting or whatever. You know how, like, they have different guest hosts and all that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And whatever event, D Gunner was there, and he decided that, you know, he was going to just do it. But he said he was, it's a whole story. I ain't even going, man, I could just go on and on. But long story short, I don't think that, I thought that, you know, you probably should have just, I thought he could have handled it another way. When he seen Norbs, and he seen Norbs ain't want no problems because he reached out to him and tried to shake his hand, you could be like, look, man. I need to holler at you. Like, come here, put your arm around and walk, talk to a man to man. And now when you talk to a man to man, if he pop off at you right there face to face, now you know he want those problems. But man to man, if he's extending his hand out to you, he's basically, you know, saying, I ain't got no ill will towards you. Like, I ain't trying to go there. Like, what up? I'm here. Like, reaching out his hand, I think is a, if you consider yourself a G, then you can, handling it like a G would be saying, all right, look, let me rap to this dude face to face. Now, if you want those problems, the eyes don't lie, the body language don't lie. You will know. If he's trying to talk it out and piece it out, then that's the G thing to do. If you consider yourself a G, but you want to prey on somebody that you feel as though you have the upper hand on and they don't want those problems, I don't think there's nothing G about that. And keep in mind, I know how smart he can be because he got smart with me, you know, but still, yet and still, it's like, you know, when it comes to, like, considering yourself a G, it's nothing G about preying on people that you feel as though you have the upper hand on, my personal opinion. So I thought it was uncalled for, and it could have got handled in another way. But not everybody has those patience. Not everybody, you know, plays games. You know, some people just, like, you can't talk slick at them. You can't play with them, and that's just the way the world works. It's unfortunate, but that's how it is. So maybe Norv's, you know, maybe he'll reevaluate how he talks to people, how he deals with people. I don't know. That's Norv's. I don't know him personally. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. Who knows?
Yeah.
What you thought, Deuce? Like, you thought, did you agree with it? Like, did you feel as though Norv's had it coming?
I mean, a situation is a situation. You know, different people handle their situation different. You know, like, D-Gunner, I guess he felt like, you know, when I see you, I'm going to address the situation. And then maybe when he saw him, you know, the adrenaline get the rushing and cameras are going. So he like, well, I'm going to handle my business. Like, there's no talking or whatever. He want to talk to him. And what I ain't get is like, you never know. Like you said, you never know what's going on the other end of the cameras. We only see what's going on in front of the lens. We don't know what's going on behind the lens. You know what I'm saying? So, like you said, the possibility somebody could have flashed something out, you know, like the 40 Glock situation, like he was saying or whatever, old niggas had the shit. And pretty much if I'd have swung back, they probably would have, you know, popped. I don't know if they would have popped them on camera. I mean, I don't think they would have went that far. But anyway, like, I mean, I don't know, man. And situations does happen like that. So, like, I mean, nobody, like you said, nobody deserved to get, you know, beat down or whatever, you know, if they know they got the upper hand. But as a man, you can either do one or two things. You can put your tail between your legs or you can go out fighting like a fucking nigga. One or the other. You can do one or the other. If you got your people with you, and they, I mean, like I said, this nigga looked like, I seen the footage, and I swear, just the other day, I went into Burger King. He looked like the fucking security guard that was in that Burger King I was in. And he just looked funny. It. For him, he just, you know, like, no, come on. I don't know if it was one of their boys or if it was one of Norv's security niggas or some shit. This dude did look like a Burger King bouncer and shit. And it's like, it wasn't nothing he could do because he's standing in front of him. He's trying to stop. Look like three dudes from getting around him to get the Norv's and what's the name connecting with him. It's crazy. I think all he wanted to do, I don't know how far the footage went, how far it went, but it just kind of to me looked like he just wanted to pop him and that was it. Now, if he'd have tried to swing back, then it probably would have went a little further, I'm quite sure. But I think he just wanted to get a hit on camera. I think that's all it was.
Yeah, I mean, well, At least he ain't try to go off. At least he ain't try to, like, you know, actually get a TKO. At least he ain't go UFC on him. At least it was, like, one.
He probably would have.
I got to give him that. He ain't go all the way off like he could have. I mean, based
on
what I only seen it once. I don't know if somebody grabbed him. I had to see it again. But, you know, it seemed like he could have went further.
He could have.
So I criticize them, but I'll give him that.
Right. I mean, I agree with you. I think he could have went much farther. I mean, if he really wanted to get at Norbs, he could have. That Burger King bouncer didn't look like he was doing it that much. He just didn't look like it. I called him Burger King bouncer because he's an anonymous nigga that I ain't, that I look, he looks like somebody I seen in one of the security guards at Burger King down here and shit. But anyway, yeah, on to the next news. We're going to talk about the Summer Madness 5 card. Now, this is very, 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 very interesting to me because, you know, we just had the redemption that just went on, and now we on to the Summer Madness 5. And for this card, you have, I'm going to run it down to you, then we're going to go by. Matter of fact, we're going to go to the first battle, and we're going to discuss that, you know, give our predictions on it, and we'll go down the line till we get to the main event. Okay, the first one that's on this card is Big T versus Shotgun Shug. Now, my predictions of that, I must say, that's a toss up for me. But I think if Shotgun is on his shit like he's always been, I don't see how Big T is going to pull this one out. Now, Big T says he's, I seen an interview with Big T where he said he's the Shalaka Boo back or whatever. He's that dude again, you know. So I'm like, well, if he's bringing that, which I was very, very, very impressed, I'm just curious of what he has to bring against Suge. Suge been on the road, man. Suge been getting busy. You know, I don't even think I remember seeing him tap T-Top's pocket. I got brain freeze for a second. Yeah, I don't remember him tapping his pockets in that battle. So I think he probably taking a different approach that he don't need to tap the pocket to win a battle. And that's interesting to me if he's taking that approach. But I think this is going to go down to the wire. It's going to go to who has the better bars and schemes. Because these two really pretty much match to me. What do you think, Tay?
I'm going to just go, you know what? Like, if Big T hadn't been on kind of a dry spell, I would definitely pick Big T. But Suge has actually been on fire, and Big T has been on a decline, so I'm going Shotgun Suge 2-1. I'm going Shotgun Suge 2-1, and I think it could possibly be a 3-0 if Big T don't show up. If he don't show up, I think Suge, from what I've been seeing from him so far, he can finally give us three solid rounds, and if he can do that, he might 3-0 Big T. I need Big T to be motivated and really bring that Shalaka boom out. Like, he need to really get it pop, man. Now, don't get me wrong. Big T can win. I'm not saying he can't win, but just based on what I've been seeing so far, and until I see Big T perform better, what I mean by that is not stuttering and not forgetting, not getting his words twisted, not stumbling over lines.
Mm-hmm.
Once he can do that, because he's definitely, I think, more lyrical than Suge, but his performance ain't been there, whereas those Suge has been out off the Richter scale. So, I mean, until Big T can show us that he can get back to that old Big T and deliver three solid rounds, I had to give the upper hand to Suge 2-1.
I agree with you because, I mean, his delivery and his performance been flawless, man. Like, I haven't seen him look that good in a minute. It's like ever since he battled the Saga, it's like he's been on a roll ever since. It's like he revamped himself. He found himself again. He found the love for wanting to give you, like you said, those three solid rounds. And he's been doing it every battle that I've seen. It's like I've seen him do his thing now. Big T, you know, he's been doing this thing too, you know, but I just, it's if you're going by, like you said, what we've been seeing in these battles, you got to go with the obvious. It's like, you know, now he could pull it out. He can make it debatable with no goddamn problem because he gets busy. But if he bring that old Big T back he can make it debatable and hard for Shotgun to the point. Now, like I'm hoping Shotgun come without the pocket tapping, you know, the pocket checking, because like I said, the last battle I can't recall him, you know, checking T-Top pot. Don't get me wrong, I might have missed it, but from what I was watching from the beginning, first round to the third round, I don't remember. I seen him doing a little bit of bullying, how he be pushing around, but that's Suge. Suge get down like that. You got to expect that in a battle. That's why nobody took it personal, because they know what they're up against when they're battling Suge. But at the same time, I'm going to go 2-1-2, Shotgun. I'm going to go 2-1, definitely Shotgun. Now, the next one we have on the card is Tay Rock versus Calico. Now, I'm going to let you start this one off, Tay. What's your prediction on this one?
I'm going to go Calico. I bangs with Calico. You know, I actually spoke with him briefly before. He a cool, down-to-earth dude. You know, he showed love. He ain't on his high horse. He ain't Hollywood or nothing. But I'm going to go 2-1 Rock, because Tay Rock to me is just, I mean, Calico nice, though. Calico can beat him. If Calico's on his game and Tay Rock slips, which he hasn't shown any signs of that since his first battle with Charlie Clips. I mean, Tay Rock has been on fire.
Right.
Calico can actually win if he catch Tay Rock at the right day and Calico on fire, but a 100% Tay Rock and a 100% Calico, based on lyricism and bars, and you know that gun talk, I gotta give it to Tay Rock. I just think he's more lyrical. I just think he's more lyrical. Like his lines are a little more clever, and you create more crowd reaction. And I mean, that pretty much sums it up, because I mean, you got the crowd going crazy every line or every other line. Tay Rock, Danny Myers, and B Magic, I feel as though have the craziest crowd reactions and the most consistent in battle rap. I think those three, like they just keep punching. It never stops. Like every other line is a punch, and it's crazy. And it's hard to beat that, you know. So Calico still could win in the right circumstances, but based on them both just bringing their A games, I'm going to go Tay Rock 2-1.
I got to agree with you on that one, too, because, I mean, I've seen Tay Rock last battle, and it's like he was very focused, as he always is. I don't think a lot of people sometimes say the crowd overreact over his bars. But you got to listen to him. You got to really listen to him. He has great stage performance. He has aggression. You know, of course, he had bars and metaphors and schemes, too, for you. And they don't call this dude the Gumball King for nothing. They don't call him that for nothing. And it's like he claimed it. He ran with it. He holds that title until somebody could take it from him. He's been doing this thing. Now, with Calico, I bangs with him. I like what he brings to the table. I like performance. But it's like, I think this is going to be interesting, because, like you said before, and I've noticed, Tay Rock haven't slipped since his first Charlie Clip battle. That first battle was like, I ain't going to say he slipped. I'm going to say he didn't do so good. It was a battle, but he even admitted, you know, it wasn't so good. But after that, you know, he just been bringing the heat. It's like, okay, I got a point to prove now. And so far, he's just been holding his own. It's like he's making himself known, which he's had made himself known. He's a household name in battle rap. You know, he's not that. It's like, it was like, oh, that guy from Baltimore. Now it goes beyond that guy from Baltimore to Tay Rock, household name, like Tay Rock. You know, so I think Calico can really make it debatable, and he can win. But I'm going to have to go. I'm going to give Calico a round. I'm going to give him a round because he got to get around. He got to get around because who he is. You know what I'm saying? But I think from...
Yeah, Calico can win a round off of swagger alone. Just his confidence, his persona, his swag alone
exactly.
Can get him one round.
Exactly. But you got to come with the heat. He got to come with the heat to the point where he got three silent rounds. Like, I mean, really dig. I mean, really going there with him. And it's like lately, Tay Rockman, and he been giving you them three rounds. He been giving you what you've been asked, what you ask out of him. It's like he's been on his A game, and I'm not saying that because that's home team. I'm saying that from experience of seeing what he has to deliver. You know what I mean? So with that, I'm going to say Tay Rock 2-1. Now, this battle that I'm about to talk about right now is one that happened on the Redemption card that a little dispute broke out as far as this one is Kayshawn and DNA versus Chess and Steams. Now, let's go back to the Redemption so we can see why we made it to a rematch again for Summer Madness 5. You know, for the Redemption card, they had the battle. You know, Chess was up. You know, I can't recall the round, but he was up. And he has this line where he says something and he gets inside. You know how the battle rappers get in each other's ear. They don't get directly in the face. I think it's a sign of respect of battle rap. It's like the line. You don't get directly in the face. You get in the ear. And it's like talk to him. So he gets in Kayshawn's ear and says something, you know, as far as in his lines. He says something like everybody else do. And Kayshawn says something like kind of get in his face and says something and pushes him. And that sets Chess off. Hands get to swinging. A couple people try to break it up. And it just go haywire after that. So they said that they wanted to finish the battle. But after that, that's all I've seen. I haven't seen no more after that. So it was like maybe they just cut it and went to the next battle. So that leads up to Summer Madness 5 where they get a chance to redo the match. And I think, I don't know. I don't know nobody right now who really can match Kayshawn and DNA right now. I did see Chess and Steams. The chemistry was definitely there. Them dudes, they really prepped their work and did their thing, you know, but I don't know. Now there's going to be something totally different, so they're rewriting. They're coming with new schemes. They're coming with new tag team jumping off the turnbuckle type shit, tag team thing, and it's like, I don't know. I think this one's going to be a good one because now Chess and Steams has to come much, much, much harder than what they did before. Not that they didn't in the Redemption battle, but now they have a point to prove. Like, seriously. Now, it's looking good for Kayshawn and DNA because it's like, hey, we NWX. We're going to handle this. We don't give a fuck if we got to do this again. We're going to do what we do. They like the fan favorite, period. They like Hulk Hogan. Who the fuck hates Hulk Hogan? I don't know nobody who hates Hulk Hogan. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, you got to love that man. Everybody loves Hulk Hogan. You ask me, everybody loves Kayshawn and DNA. They love the fact that these two, the chemistry worked out. It works out, and they just ill with it. I think, this probably would be the only battle that I could say. I'm just going to wait to see because I don't know what's going to come out of it.
Give us a prediction, man. You gotta pick somebody.
All right, okay. I'm gonna go with Kayshawn and DNA. Let me do
2-1.
The reason I'm gonna say 2-1. And the reason I'm gonna say that is because through experience of watching how Kayshawn and DNA slaughtered a couple. I don't know who beat them yet. I don't know. I can't say that I've seen somebody. I've seen a couple teams come close. But they didn't drag them niggas through the dirt like they could have. You know what I'm saying? I see it being a good fight, but I don't see it being you know what I'm saying, Sting and Chess 2-1 with that. I don't see that happening, man. What's your prediction on it?
I'm going to go 3-0 DNA and K-Shine. Now there was a lot of hype behind it. And I know Chess and Steams, they're nice. And I don't take nothing away from them. I'm not saying 3-0 NWX because I think Chess and Steams don't have what it takes. I think they do have what it takes. But I think that little controversy that they went through is going to motivate DNA and K-Shine. And they already like the NWO. Remember when NWO came to WCW and took over, they already like the NWO, they like the Wolfpack, you know, like, and now I think they're going to be even more motivated. Chess and Steams will be too, but you got a pissed off DNA and K-Shine based on the battle not being finished, and you got to look at y'all dudes again, and we really doing this again. Yeah, I just think that I think DNA and K-Shine are going to like probably had the performance of the whole SM5. Like, they'll probably have the performance of the night. It's going to be retarded. You know, SM5 is the biggest battle rap event every year. And I think they're going to, like, utilize that opportunity, take advantage, and set the crowd off. And I think 3-0 NWX for me.
Hey, I can't wait to see that one. That just as well as the rest of the battles on the card. But that's definitely one that I got to see what's going to go down with that one. Okay, the next battle we have John and Don versus Mr. Wavy. Now, I haven't seen Mr. Wavy battle since the Rookies versus Vet. And John been doing this thing. I think, to me, that this battle is even. I think this is one of the even battles. I mean, as far as the different cards on here, the different matches on here, I think this one pretty much might be the most even one, because I would put them both. I mean, everybody else might hear this, definitely hear this, and probably disagree with me. You know, you can agree to disagree or disagree. But I think this one here, they kind of match. So, I mean, this going to go to who has the better, who can move the crowd. I ain't even going to say what bars or anything, who could capture the crowd with this one. Because John is no slouch. Mr. Wavy definitely impressed the battle rap culture of being able to hold his own and look like a vet when he was a rookie battling. You know what I mean? Battling K-Shine. Now, I personally think I'm gonna bang this one out. I'm gonna give it to Mr. Wavy. I'm gonna give it to Mr. Wavy because I think he has a lot to prove. And this battle here, I think he's gonna come out swinging. I hope he has 3 silent rounds because the last battle I seen him in, it was like the first two was damaging, really bad, was ill, but then that last round wasn't as hot. Like he should have switched the rounds or something. But I hope he can give you 3 solid ones to pull a win, because I would like to see him climb his way to the top. John, I'm a fan of. Big time. I'm a big time fan of him. But I think Wavy has a lot to prove here, which could really set it off for him. So it's like he really has to go off. He has to go off on John. John is not a walk in the park at all. At all. So I think this one here is pretty much matched. What you think, man?
I'm going to go 2-1 John and Don. John is nice. He has, I feel as though, one of the best spin games in battle rap. And I don't think Mr. Wavy is lyrical enough to hang with him through 3 rounds in that SM5, that big stage that John has already been there. You know, he battled Hitman and had a classic, still debatable battle till this day. even though I thought Hitman won. But John John's pin game is not to be questioned, and I think that the lyricism is going to be a little too much for Mr. Wavy. I think he's going to get bigger crowd reaction, and I think he's going to have more moments, and I think John John is going to win 2-1.
Wow. Wow.
And
yeah,
it's
well,
not even like I don't even have to think twice about it. Like, if John John wins 2-1, then I think Mr. Wavy still did good. I think if John John is just is 100% and Mr. Wavy not 120%, it'll be 3-0. Like, Mr. Wavy is going to have to be more on his A game than ever to beat John John.
That's
and me. Just based
That's
off the lyricism, he's going to have to be out of this world to be able to really, like, win, to steal the battle. And all
mm-hmm.
John John has to do to me is be John John. He don't even have to be crazy. But if he's crazy, I don't think Wavy stands a chance. It's not that I got any knock to Wavy. I know he's nice. But John John's pin game, his mannerisms, the way he controls the crowd, I think he's been in it too long. He's been in front of that big crowd before. He has
mm-hmm.
every attribute it takes to dissect and take down Wavy, in my opinion. So, yeah, I'm going John John 2-1.
Okay. All right. Okay, that's going to be interesting to see how that unfolds, you know. Okay, now, the one that I'm – this is an interesting battle. Miss Hustle versus Official. I'm going to let you start this one off.
Ooh, that's going to be crazy. I mean, you're talking about if there are any queens of battle rap, then those two – will have to be at the top of the list, along with Jazz the Rapper and a few others. But we've seen what happened with Official and Jazz, and I felt like Official won definitely. Like, I felt like she definitely won, and Jazz really did her thing, but Official definitely won. And, you know, most of us felt like Jazz beat Miss Hustle. That don't necessarily mean nothing. It's who shows up on that particular day. But I'm going to have to go Official. I'm going to have to go with Official 2-1. I think Hustle will get at least one round. But if she's the same Official that battled Jazz, it could be 3-0. And I hate to say that because I bangs with Miss Hustle hard. Like, she is definitely one of my favorite female battle rappers, one of the best to ever do it. But what I say from Official was, I couldn't believe this was coming from a female. And I know females can rap, but that performance was that was something else. I don't even know how to put that. I don't even know how to describe that performance. That was insane. If she bring that performance back that she did with Jazz, man, Miss Hustle gonna have a long night. And Miss Hustle, I haven't seen her battle in a while on a big stage, and I know she got what it takes, but I just got to go Official, man. I'm going to go Official 2-1. I hope Hustle really shows up. If not, she could get 3-0, and I would hate to see that happen to her. You know, you never want to see that happen to one of the best to do it. You know what I mean? It's like seeing – it would be like seeing your favorite boxer get their ass whipped and just get knocked out in the first round or something. Like, you don't really want to see that happen.
Yeah.
I'm going Official 2-1.
I'm going to go with Official 2-1 also. I'm a big Official fan. I love the way she puts together her bars. I love the way her stage performance. She give you what you've been asking for in a female battle rapper. Not that you haven't seen that in any of the Queen of the Ring competitors, but Official has that it. She has, I mean, like I said, I've seen her beat Daylight, and Daylight didn't use no antics. He didn't use no antics. And to see what she did to Jazz, I think that she is going to take what she did with Jazz and up it three times more. I just believe that's what she's capable.
Oh, you basically saying Miss Hustle won't stand a chance then. You might as well say
no, I'm not saying that she don't stand a chance.
If she's better
I'm not
she was against Jazz, there's no way Hustle is going to beat that. Hustle is great.
But this is the thing. Look what happened to Suge. A lot of people doubted Suge when he was going against the Saga. A lot of people doubted him and was like, yeah, we ain't seen him. He been getting smashed. We ain't seen him. He going to have to come. He going to have to come with it. He going to have to come with it. Now, I hope that Miss Hustle, because I haven't seen any interviews with her talking about this battle. Maybe I haven't came across it yet. I only seen official, you know, what she says she's capable of doing, what she's going to come to the table. She even said it herself that, you know, she's a Miss Hustle fan. That's why she wanted to battle her. You know, she feel like she's the one to beat. Now, I personally think that she's going to come with the Thunder. I think she's really going, really, she had time to sit back and get her shit together. Now, sometimes it take one, two, maybe even three battles to get warmed up. This is the first one since I can't even remember the last battle she had, to be honest. I'm quite sure somebody knows. But me, I can't say. You know, I think the last one, I think she battled Gaddis, I think. That was the last one that I remember her seeing, her. I think she beat, I do believe she beat that battle. But that was a while. You know what I'm saying? So it's like.
That was another classic. She's one of the queens, too. She's one of the best. Gaddis.
Yes.
She's off the Richter scale, for sure.
She is. But to official, man. I'm very, very, very shocked. But I was like, okay, it's gonna be a debatable battle with her and Jazz, but it wasn't even debatable at all. It was very clear. Very clear. From the first round. The first round wasn't over. When I just was like, oh my God, like now this here, I don't think she's gonna come short of anything. I mean, now, Miss Hustle, I'm praying. I don't want to see a 3-0. I don't want to see a 3-0 at all because it's going. I'm gonna be mad. I'm gonna be mad because I want to see a fight. I want to see a battle. I want to see a battle. I really want it to be debatable, to be honest, because I'm a big fan of female rappers, female battlers. It's just it's cool, and I like it to see women do that thing like the Ben do. You know what I'm saying? Get in there. And bite some heads off, too. But at the same time, like, if it's a 3-0, I'm going to be mad. I can't take nothing away from official. Then she got the crown. She got the crown. She gets that. But I'm going to want to see – I want to see Miss Hustle throw some jabs, too. I want to see her get around. And then she will get around. I believe she will get around. But I want to see – her get more than a round. I want it to be debatable. To be honest, personally, I'm going with official, but I'm hoping it's debatable, man. I want it to be a fight. I don't want no easy win. I don't want to happen with Jazz, man. She made her look bad. Like really, she could do it again. She definitely could do it again. But I want Miss Hustle to put up a fight. And I'm quite sure she's not going to let this. She's not going to let Jazz throw her, push her all up against the ring and all that crazy shit and fuck her up. I hope she's not. I know she's not coming into Summer Madness 5 to let that happen. This is the Super Bowl of battle rapping. So nobody wants to go out like that. But that's going to be an interesting one. I'm going to go with official. Definitely. But I hope.
2-1 or 3-0.
I'm gonna say 2-1. I ain't gonna say 3-0. I'm not. If I say 3-0, I'm gonna be pissed. You know, that is ridiculous. They really need the man. I don't know, man. Official. I'm gonna go with official 2-1. Now the next battle, T-Rex versus T-Top. Now, I'm just my opinion, you know, I was a T-Top fan at the UFF. When he got to the big stage, okay, that was cool. Now, like, only he can, I think, Just my opinion. Just my opinion, people. I'm tired of hearing about this nigga struggle. I'm tired. We all been through whatever we've been through. How many times you going to talk about what you've been through? You know what I'm saying? I mean, other battle rappers done talked about it. Now, this is I watched the interview with T-Rex and T-Top. Pretty much T-Rex was saying, you talking about my life. You talking about what I've done. I don't have to talk about that no more. Yeah, you know, we all talk about it at the beginning, but what are you bringing it to the table against me? Bring them bars. What do you have? I don't want to talk. I'm not trying to talk to you about what you've been through or what your mother been through or this struggle, this and that. I personally think that's good for a mixtape song or an actual song or something, but to keep going over and over and over and over again into a battle about what you've been through, you will need to battle. You will have to have a separate card for the best struggling battle rapper who has the best struggles or some shit. Because lately, I think it's been mismatches. It's been kind of every battle rapper that he was against didn't match. Because all he did, he seemed to be one-dimensional. Just my opinion. I like what he does, but he seemed to be one-dimensional. It's like he got to get it out about the abandoned buildings, the how much coke was here, and you know, like I don't see that being that's a part of battle rapping, but that's just giving you what he been through or what he does and everything. Okay, well, where's the bars? The bars is what's manner to me. That's just it. Can you move a crowd? If he can move the crowd by talking about how much coke on that fucking table and make people go crazy, then I give it to him. But people are starting to get sick and tired of this dude rap about what the fuck he, what, you know, the, what, how many gun, how many cocaine and Colombians he didn't kick the door down and with the struggle, like your shit starting to sound the same, bro. Now I copped the mixtape, the Bear Witness mixtape. I'm a fan of it. I love it. I can listen to that on a mixtape, but when we talking battle rap, it's totally different. You did that and that's what got you to the big stage. Now that you're on the big stage, what are you going to do? Now, T-Rex? I'm going to give it to T-Rex, yo. I'm going to say 2-1, T-Rex. Because T-Rex is going to give you that I hope he goes to the dinosaur shit. I call it his dinosaur. I call it his dinosaur shit when he gets busy and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Start digging up the dinosaur bones and start, you know, giving you that T-Rex with the short arm and shit. You know what I'm saying? Start giving you that ill shit. I hope he don't let T-Top bait him into talking about, you know, oh, I was the realest nigga back then. You're talking about this shit. You're talking about my life. Okay, he talked about that in the blog. I hope he don't go there. Personally, I think that's going to give T-Top the round. Because if you're not as good as he is doing what he does, you're going to have to do what you do and do it much better. That will make for a good battle. But at the same time, I got to give it to T-Rex, yo, because T-Rex also did say, we don't want to hear about them that's struggling. We all been through that. What do you have to bring to the table to win? We know what you did at UFF. Okay, we know that's what got you where you at. We talking about a battle. We're not talking about who had the worst struggle. We talking about a battle. So I hope T-Rex lives up to what he's talking about. Because if he does, I'm going to have to give it to him 3-0, y'all. Seriously. I'm going to say 3-0 because I don't want to hear about that struggling shit. Not saying that he can't spit. Not saying that T-Top can't spit. Because if he couldn't, he wouldn't be where he's at. He got some classics. Yes, he does. But every time I hear him, he's talking about All I'm like this, bro. I'm like this. If that's all you could talk about, then you're not as seasoned as I expected you to be. If that's all you can talk about, you do it in a mixtape, you do it probably in a freestyle, I don't know. But I haven't seen him. I've seen him give some lyrical bars and really flip a scheme like what he did at for instance, like he had his time where he showed Charlie clips and said like how many rooms you gonna be in or some shit like that. Some shit he flipped that was ill. That right there is the T-Top I wanna see. I don't wanna see about we had to struggle. Two to a bedroom. I don't wanna hear that shit. I don't wanna hear that shit. You done talked about that already. You can't keep recycling the same fucking rhymes over and over again. I call them recycled rhymes because I didn't hear this shit before. I don't care how different it is. T-Top, bro, you got to come with some bars. Not the struggling bars, nigga. I'm talking about bars that's going to rip a nigga head off. Not bars that's going to make a nigga say, well, you was a great drug dealer, man. No. I don't want to hear that shit, man. I'm going to give it a T-Rex, yo. I'm going to say 2-1. No, fuck that. 3-0 T-Rex. 3-0 straight up. Because if he coming with that struggling shit, I got to give it to T-Rex, yo. T-Rex can't let me down.
I'm going to go T-Rex 2-1. Rex is that dude. We've seen his performance against Verb when Diddy gave him what? Extra what? 10,000 or something crazy?
Mm-hmm.
A few Summer Madnesses ago. We know what T-Rex is capable of on a big stage. We've seen what he did on Total Slaughter. We know when Rex is motivated, he's one of the best of just straight raw rapper. Forget punchlines and crazy stuff that make you think and rewind it back. Just straight hardcore raw to the point. I think Rex is arguably the best to do that as far as, like, giving you ill bars without it being too complex, but it's still grimy and hardcore and make you cringe. Rex is pretty much the master at that. I like T-Top, too. I almost want to say Pause every time I say his name. That's just kind of weird. But it's a battle with the T's, man. I think Rex's experience, his experience, his craft, his persona plays a big role in his performances too. Like just his swag, his style. You believe Rex when he talks to you. You just sound believable. I'm gonna go Rex 2-1. I think T-Top is. Yeah, go again. T-Top Pause. I think T-Top Pause is talented enough to get around. But if Rex is on fire, if Rex leaves this world, like if he leaves the solar system, it's over. It's 3-0. No debate,
right.
No nothing. Like his body, like a body bag.
Right.
T-Top Pause can get body bagged. But I don't want to see. I want to see a good battle. So I'm going to say 2-1. But I think Rex got a lot to prove right now, especially when he had that issue with UR Alpha putting out that battle against Clips when I think his nephew passed away. And he just wasn't mentally in the right place. And he felt like he shouldn't have put that battle out. And, you know, he definitely lost. But I'm not going to say he got body because it's a disadvantage. It wasn't T-Rex at 100%. How would you feel if your people passed away and you had to battle somebody? You know what I mean? The fact that he showed up alone made him a winner. I mean, as far as just being a man about it, being a G about it. So, he got a lot to prove now, and I think he's gonna be on fire. You know, I'm gonna definitely say Rex 2-1, definitely.
I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. Now let's get to this main event: Lo Deluxe versus Charlie Clips. Okay, I think Lo Deluxe has a lot to prove, considering what Mook done to him, broke him down. I seen a blog. I seen a little interview on Lo Deluxe. Lo Deluxe was pretty much saying, this is not the loaded Lux that you've seen before. I think he's going back to the old loaded, and I think he just don't want to give you too much on what he's going to do. He's pretty much not even saying it too much. He's just saying, "This is I'm gonna do what I came to do." You know, he's Charlie Clips is ill, but I started this shit. I'm gonna finish this shit, and I'm gonna show you why he does what he does because of what I've done, and I'm gonna prove that. So again, once again, it's Harlem against Harlem again. But it's about who's the better man, and I think right now, Clips is nice with his shit, but he's saying that. He think that he slowed his shit up a little bit and lost it when he stopped having fun. He said when he started having fun with it and not being so serious and having fun, he been winning his battles. He said when he started getting serious, it's like it's been turning into debatables. He don't want to have no debatables. But we're talking about Lux now. We said the same thing with Mook. Mook took it to a different plateau, like, He did exactly what Lux didn't expect him to do. So I think Lux is going to do what Clips don't expect him to do. I think he's going to try to break Clips down. He's going to have to go bar for bar, man. That Israelite talking Black Power, which is all good. I'm all for it because we need that. But we're talking battle rap right now. We're talking for the title. We're talking somebody who can make fun of him. He was making fun of him on an interview. Clips was I was laughing. This shit was kind of funny. He said, "You don't know which." He said, "I don't know what load of Lux I'm gonna get." He said, "There's so many of them that he could get. He don't know which one he's gonna get. He know he gonna get several ones." But he don't know which one he's going to get. He said, so that's bothering him, but he's prepared for it. He's excited to see which load of Lux he's going to get. So he know he ain't going to have a walk in the park with him. He already know this. But I think I'm going to go. I'm going to say loaded 2-1. I'm going to say loaded Lux 2-1 because he has a lot to prove. Just the look in his eyes says, "I'm going to win this battle." I didn't see that look in his eyes with Mook. I didn't see that look. I'd seen, "I got this. I'm going to win this because I'm loaded Lux. I'm going to win this because I feel like I could beat Mook." You know what I'm saying? So I think Loaded is going to win because he has so much to prove. He haven't battled since that loss. He have a lot to prove to the people, his fans, the battle rap culture, what he built for as a linesman. So you're going to have a lot of references towards the linesman and what he done for Clips to get him on that line. You're going to hear a lot. I think you're going to hear the story making of him building Clips as far as from what he's saying. He's saying he built them. So I think I'm gonna say loaded Lux, y'all. 2-1.
And this is a crazy battle, the Battle of Harlem, like the King of Harlem pretty much. But then you can't really say that because Mook would have to be in that battle. Based on what Mook
right.
did to Lux. I mean,
right.
with that said, though, Lux is that dude. I mean, we know the Lion's Den paved the way for a lot of battle rappers. Lux is a pioneer in the game. Had to pay homage to Lux when it comes to battle rap. And we've seen Clips. The first time I ever seen Clips was against T-Rock. And that performance to this day is still off the chain. So Clips has been on fire from day one, and Clips is an OG in the game at this point. It's going to be a good battle, but I feel like Lux has a lot more to prove than Clips. Clips gave us so many classics, so many stellar performances. Clips really doesn't have anything to prove. Like, Lux got so much more to prove. This would be, a lot of people felt like he lost to Hollow, but it's not a clear loss, it's debatable. I felt like Hollow won. So for me, and we all know Mook won, so for me, this would be three straight L's. If he loses clearly, it'll be three straight L's. But, I mean, I got enough confidence in Lux to believe that he can come bounce back and give us the old Lux, the performance of a lifetime, and win that battle. I can't see anybody 3-0 in Charlie Clips. Charlie Clips arguably has won every battle you've ever seen him in. I don't think nobody's ever clearly dissected and without a doubt beaten Charlie Clips. Like 3-0, like no debating, he definitely beat Charlie Clips. I can't say anyone has done that. I know some are debatable, like Clips and B-Magic is debatable. The second Clips and T-Rock is debatable. A lot of Clips battles are debatable, but I can't say nobody is clearly beating him. I think Lux has the antidote to be the first person to clearly win, even though I don't think he'll 3-0 him. I think it'll be 2-1, but I think Lux, his motivation, what he means to battle rap and all, I feel like we might get that Lux versus Calico again. Slash the first Lux versus Mook. You know, or you know what, even better than that, Lux versus Miles. We might get that Lux.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So
right.
He's got so much to prove. This has to be it. He can't take this out. It got to at least be debatable. It got to be 2-1 either way, debatable at best for Lux. I'm going Lux 2-1.
Yeah, me
too, man. Not to take anything away from Clips. Clips going to be that dude, win, lose, or draw. Because we know Clips ain't going to just
he ain't gonna lay down
choke and
pick.
Just forget all his lines and just get 3-0, put in a body bag. I think if Lux wins, it'll be just because he performed better and had an all-around better performance than Clips. It's hard to outbar Clips because Clips is just bar heavy. But Lux can be complex, too. So this is a crazy battle. I'm going Lux 2-1, man. Don't let me down,
I'm going
Lux.
With Lux, too. That's what I'm saying. Don't let me down, Lux.
You can't take that third out, man.
Definitely, y'all. I agree with you. So that concludes the Mark News of the Week. And this is your boy, Mark 2. Signing out. Back to y'all.
So that was the Mark News. Good looking deuce. Summer Madness 5 predictions. It's going down, man. It's going to be crazy. I can't wait, man. It's going to be interesting. I mean, you know.
Yeah. It sounds like it's going to be crazy. I'm not very familiar with it, but I'm glad that, you know, Mark Deuce, you know, he explained everything. It sounds like it's going to be real crazy, though.
Yeah, it's going to, definitely. I mean, it's some crazy matchups. And Nizzy, I know you just now getting tuned in a battle rap, but don't even sweat it, because between me and Mark 2, we're going to make sure that you're going to be seasoned at the end of the day. I got a whole bunch of battles to send you, and I want you to check out some battles to really, like, get the sense and the feel for the culture. I mean, you know, we had battles on our show, and you know, we've had battle rappers on the show, so I know you have an idea, but, you know, it's like if you taste chicken, but it's not seasoned, you're like, oh, man, it's pretty good, but you don't even understand the degree of it until you get that good seasoned home-style chicken. You know what I mean? So that's what we're going to do. We're going to season you.
You can hear the chicken.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You know, you always got to reference chicken to black people, so what better example than that, right? But, you know, in all fairness, you know, it's a lot of people doing, it's a lot of leagues out there doing battle rap, doing events and stuff. It's crazy how many, like, talk radio shows that's doing covering battle rap and hip-hop like us. I think what differentiates us is that we cover hip hop and battle rap. Like, it's not just battle rap. It's a mixture. Most of them are covering hip hop or covering battle rap. But we, like, equally support and cover both. And I think that's the biggest difference. You know? So I mean, shout out to everybody that's out there doing it, because, like, everybody's, like, trying to, you know, have their own input, you know. Everybody's supporting in their own way, you know. And we just doing what we do. We supporting the up-and-comers, but we also acknowledge the ones that's, like, really, really doing it. You know, the URLs, the KOTDs, the UDubs, you know what I mean? Even Don't Flop. Be having top tier American battle rappers over there. You know what I mean? So, I mean, but at the end of the day, the URL is where it really counts. Everybody knows that, and that's where SM5 is going down. You know what I mean? So, that's why, you know, Mark II and myself felt like we should share our predictions with y'all. You know what I mean? And see if y'all agree, disagree, all that good stuff. Because at the end of the day, we fans first, you know. We do the show, but it was inspired because we're fans, just like most other shows out there was inspired by people being fans and doing the show, you know. So that's what it is, you know, SM5 predictions, you know. CBR, man, that's what we do, man. So we about to go on and get out of here, you know. But, yeah, man, I'm definitely looking forward to SM5. You know what? When them battles drop, Nizzy, I'm gonna make sure I send them to you. You gonna watch them, right? Because I really need you to watch them.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch them.
Yeah, wait till you got like an off day or something and try to like get like two of them in your system. But you know what? It's not just the battles. It's the it's also like the interviews and stuff too. I'm gonna send you some of that stuff too.
Okay.
So that way you can really get, like, I'm talking about the camera, on-camera interviews with different people. That'll help get you a sense. You got a lot of catching up to do, but I promise you, by the time I'm done with you, you're going to know the culture for sure, you know. So with that said, man, it's CBR, man. Championship Battle Rap on this Real Talk Radio. We up out of here. CBR, man.
CBR. Yo, this your boy Mark II. And I'd like to thank everyone for listening to Championship Battle Rap on this Real Talk Radio. You can email us or hit us up on social media at realbattlerapradio@gmail.com. Catch our archive shows by going to blogtalkradio.com/TayReal.
Yo, this is TayReal. You can catch our live shows by going to that link or dial 347-838-9540.
Once again, shout out to all the listeners, and we'll catch y'all next week. Same time, same place. CBR.